When it comes to Christmas, I suppose we tend to remember the Christmases of the past. No doubt we remember presents which are special to us. I have one such Christmas present which was given to me many years ago. It's a simple scarf. It's now old enough to be an antique, and its monetary value is perhaps worth just a few pennies, if that. But to me, it means such a lot. You might wonder why. Well, it's not just the gift itself, it's the reason behind the giving. My wife and I first met 70 years ago. We used to cycle to school together all those years ago, and the scarf is the first present my pre-teenage girlfriend gave to me. As I look at it today, it reminds me of a love which was expressed in a gift. As we grow from childhood, while we are still grateful for the physical presents people are kind enough to give to us, we understand and appreciate what we come to realise are blessings, and they can be as special, if not more so, than any material gift. And they don't just come at Christmas. As we grow up, we replace the figure in red with a white beard who delivers thousands of presents in a single night in a sleigh pulled by a reindeer. We replace him with a truly omnipotent God whose provisions bless us. Christmas reminds us of the gift God gave to us, which, if we accept it, blesses us over and over again. When we accept Jesus, then Christmas comes for us every day. Whenever we feel blessed rather than just thankful for a gift, it's because we've accepted the gift God offered us, Jesus. It makes every day Christmas. Allow me to give an illustration. Life isn't always easy, is it? I'm sure you will have had your fair share of worries and concerns, but if you've had the experience of receiving Jesus, God's gift, you will know the blessings of his hand upon you in your difficult times. It may not mean the difficulty magically disappears, but you will have experienced a presence which gives you strength to manage the problem. It's the present of God's presence. And when that happens, it's directly related to the day when Jesus was born in Bethlehem. When we accept him as a saviour, it's not just the 25th of December, which is Christmas. For the Christian, Christmas is every day. The non-Christian can buy up a whole of a department store to celebrate on December the 25th. And of course, it's nice to be on the receiving end of being given a lovely gift. But receiving the gift of Jesus will outlast any material gift. That's not to say we should turn into an overnight Scrooge and tell people if they won't accept God's gift, then we're not giving anything. Our generous nature, one of thankfulness, can often lead people to understand we love giving because we've received the greatest gift of all, Jesus. When I first became a minister, the very first week I had to conduct a funeral. To say it was challenging would be an understatement. How could I find the words to comfort a distraught husband? He was bereft with grief. Yet in those moments, it was Christmas Day, because the gift of God, Jesus, was there to comfort and to remind the man he would walk with him into what, for the husband, was an unknown future. And the blessings in that chapel overflowed to me too, as I experienced what it was to receive the help and guidance for the man through the words Jesus gave to me. And the grieving husband knew what the meaning of Jesus coming at Bethlehem meant when he placed himself in God's hands. And though human grief and sadness were very real, we knew what Christmas meant. Without Jesus coming to earth for us, in such situations, we would be without hope. A little while after the funeral, I received a bookmark. It was from someone I had never met, and the words on it asked me to always remember why I had been called into the ministry. The fact that the lady had been led by Jesus to bless me by her thoughts and prayers remind me that whenever I look at this bookmark, I received it only because Jesus came to earth to be my Saviour. Whenever I'm reminded of that, it's Christmas I'm celebrating. As we get older, perhaps we can get preoccupied with our health issues, and at this time in particular, we're naturally concerned about the effect of the COVID pandemic. But I'm heartened by what the Bible says. Let me share with you, please, these verses from Luke chapter 2, verses 21 to 32. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived. When the time came for the purification rites required by the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." Now, we're not actually told how old Simeon was, but he must have been getting on a bit, because it says he would not die until he had seen the Lord's Messiah, Jesus, of course. It reminds me that we're never too old to receive Jesus. Isn't that a wonderful thought? When Simeon took Jesus in his arms, this old man received the gift of God. And he could have sent a Christmas card to friends and family with his words, "My eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." I would like to think that as you are sharing in this service today, or as we could say, you have come into the temple courts, you will sense God's Holy Spirit revealing the wonder of what happens when you receive Jesus. And from that moment, again and again, you'll be blessed and blessed and blessed. Blessings which come from receiving Jesus. And the reminders in the form of blessings from other Christians will mean that you will enjoy 365 days of Christmases. As it happens, at this very point in my preparation of these thoughts to share with you, our doorbell rang and a delivery lady gave into my hand a parcel. I hadn't ordered anything, so I was surprised and made sure it was for us. When I opened it, I discovered it was some hyacinths, which over the weeks as they come into bloom will bless us and bless us so much. They came from someone who had received Jesus, God's gift to her. As she blessed us, it was a reminder that it was because of Christmas we were once again blessed. And when we are, it's Christmas Day all over again. When we receive a blessing, and every day through our family and friends and God's provisions, it happens by God pouring out his love for us, just as he did at Christmas. Every day becomes Christmas Day. In every blessing, Jesus is born anew. It's Christmas Day every day. I'd like to ask you to celebrate the coming of Jesus to earth by finding ways to bless your family and friends so that they enjoy Christmas far beyond December the 25th. As you get older, you might wonder if you're just a bit too old to begin being a firebrand evangelist. Well, let me tell you about a lady called Joan. She lives in Sheffield in the United Kingdom, and she's now nearer 90 than 80. Since she retired, she has been blessing people by making bookmarks with encouraging scriptural words. Since she's retired, she's made over 3,000 bookmarks. They are gifts which come from a lady who has received into her heart the gift of Jesus. And the lovely bookmarks she gives are a reminder not only to receive the gift of Jesus from God, but also to encourage us to tell others that the greatest gift they can ever receive is Jesus, God's gift to the world. Those who receive this service on CD will receive one of those bookmarks, and as they're used, may it be a reminder that it's Christmas Day, every day, whenever you receive a blessing. If you access the service through the internet and you would also like one of Joan's bookmarks, I'll gladly send you one. And if you have accepted Jesus as your Saviour, as I know many, many of you have, a very happy Christmas to you today. This and every day will be Christmas, a day when you continually accept the presence of Jesus in your heart and believe and experience that he's promised to be with you forever in every circumstance. Today and every day is Christmas for the Christian. Let me pray that as you receive a bookmark blessing, you'll carry with you and share with others the wonder that today and every day is Christmas, because Jesus has promised to be with us forever. Let us pray, please. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus, for the difference only he can make in our lives. Help us to recognise that because he is ever present in our hearts, the gift from you, dear God, means we can enjoy not just the thought of one day in Bethlehem, but every day just where we are. Amen. May I wish you a very happy and blessed Christmas today.